This is the NSCN ESOL International Intermediate Level B1 Listening Examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. Put your answers on the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You'll hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers. 1. How old is your grandmother? 2. Did you bake this cake yourself? 3. Do you have any pets? 4. What do you like to do in your free time? 5. Did your sister pass her exam? 6. Do we need to go to the market? 7. What would you like to do today? 8. Do you have any double rooms? 9. What did you do on your birthday? 10. Have you visited England? Now listen to the sentences again. 1. How old is your grandmother? 2. Did you bake this cake yourself? 3. Do you have any pets? 4. What do you like to do in your free time? 5. Did your sister pass her exam? 6. Do we need to go to the market? 7. What would you like to do today? 8. Do you have any double rooms? 9. What did you do on your birthday? 10. Have you visited England? Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. You will hear two conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation one. You'll hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Good morning. ABC Bargains head office. This is Martin speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, hello. This is Linda from the ABC factory in Edinburgh. Can I speak to Tom Brown, please?
Hold the line, please. I'll try his number. Hello. I'm sorry, but he's not available at the moment. He's out of the office at a meeting. Can you call back later?
Yes. OK, but could I leave a message for him? It's urgent.
Of course. Can I take your details, please?
Yes, sure. My name is Linda McKinley and my number is 01305 346 798.
Okay. Could you spell your surname for me, please?
Of course. It's MACKINLAY.
Thank you. And what is the message, please?
Right. Could you tell him that we have had a fire at the factory in Edinburgh, and I need some information about the insurance as soon as possible.
OK, I will let him know as soon as he is back. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't make a note of your telephone number. Can you repeat it for me, please?
Yes, it's 01305 346 798. But he could also try my mobile number. I know he's got that already.
OK, I'll pass the message on as soon as possible. Is everyone OK at the factory?
Well, fortunately, no one was hurt in the fire. Although, some of the stock was lost. There's a lot of mess to clear up and we're all shocked. Oh, one more thing. Could you tell Tom that I will be in my office until 5 p.m. this evening? Perhaps he could call me back today before then.
No problem. I will let him know. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for your help. Goodbye.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Good morning. ABC Bargains head office. This is Martin speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, hello. This is Linda from the ABC factory in Edinburgh. Can I speak to Tom Brown, please?
Hold the line, please. I'll try his number. Hello. I'm sorry, but he's not available at the moment. He's out of the office at a meeting. Can you call back later?
Yes. OK, but could I leave a message for him? It's urgent.
Of course. Can I take your details, please?
Yes, sure. My name is Linda McKinlay and my number is 01305 346 798.
OK. Could you spell your surname for me, please?
Of course. It's McKinlay.
Thank you. And what is the message, please?
Right. Could you tell him that we have had a fire at the factory in Edinburgh and I need some information about the insurance as soon as possible?
OK. I will let him know as soon as he is back. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't make a note of your telephone number. Can you repeat it for me, please?
Yes. It's 01305 346 798. But he could also try my mobile number. I know he's got that already.
Okay, I'll pass the message on as soon as possible. Is everyone okay at the factory?
Well, fortunately, no one was hurt in the fire. Although some of the stock was lost, there's a lot of mess to clear up and we're all shocked. Oh, one more thing. Could you tell Tom that I will be in my office until 5 p.m. this evening? Perhaps he could call me back today before then.
No problem. I will let him know. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for your help. Goodbye.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. Listen to conversation 2. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Hello, have you just moved in? I think I saw you in the street yesterday.
Oh, hello. Actually, yes. We moved here 2 days ago.
Well, I just wanted to come round and say hello. I'm your neighbour. I live next door. My name is Janet.
That's very nice of you, Janet. Please, come in. It's good to meet you.
You too. What's your name?
Sunita.
That's a lovely name. Where are you from?
I am from India.
Do you have any children, Sunita?
Yes, I have a little boy. He's 5 years old. What about you?
I have a daughter. She's the same age. Perhaps they could play together sometime.
That's a lovely idea. And when did you move here, Janet?
Oh, I've lived here in this house all my life. I was born here. I know a lot of people in this street. Have you met any of the other neighbours yet?
No, I haven't been here long enough, and anyway, I'm a bit shy because my English isn't very good.
Nonsense! Your English is very good. I have a good idea. Two neighbours are coming round to my house on Friday morning for coffee. Do you want to come too? You could meet them and get to know them.
That would be very nice, thank you. Where do you live?
Right next door at number 30.
OK. What time should I come round?
About 10:30. Is that OK for you?
Yes, that's fine. I think I'll make a cake from my country. I think you will like it.
That's great. See you on Friday, Sunita.
Thank you, Janet. See you soon.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hello, have you just moved in? I think I saw you in the street yesterday.
Oh, hello. Actually, yes. We moved here 2 days ago.
Well, I just wanted to come round and say hello. I'm your neighbour. I live next door. My name is Janet.
That's very nice of you, Janet. Please, come in. It's good to meet you.
You too. What's your name?
Sunita.
That's a lovely name. Where are you from?
I am from India.
Do you have any children, Sunita?
Yes, I have a little boy. He's 5 years old. What about you?
I have a daughter. She's the same age. Perhaps they could play together sometime.
That's a lovely idea. And when did you move here, Janet?
Oh, I've lived here in this house all my life. I was born here. I know a lot of people in this street. Have you met any of the other neighbours yet?
No, I haven't been here long enough, and anyway, I'm a bit shy because my English isn't very good.
Nonsense! Your English is very good. I have a good idea. Two neighbours are coming round to my house on Friday morning for coffee. Do you want to come too? You could meet them and get to know them.
That would be very nice, thank you. Where do you live?
Right next door at number 30.
OK. What time should I come round?
About 10:30. Is that OK for you?
Yes, that's fine. I think I'll make a cake from my country. I think you will like it.
That's great. See you on Friday, Sunita.
Thank you, Janet. See you soon.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcasts. You will hear two broadcasts. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both broadcasts. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to broadcast one. You'll hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Many people, and young people in particular, seem to be finding it more and more difficult to stay healthy. A recent survey in the UK found that over 16% of British children over the age of 10 are obese. Part of the problem is diet. People eat too many fatty foods and sweets and not enough fruits, vegetables and carbohydrates. But a more difficult problem to deal with is lifestyle. We all spend too much time sitting down in front of a TV or computer and we don't get enough exercise. A good place to start is making the effort to exercise. It gives us the opportunity to meet people and spend time with friends. It can provide a fun break from school work and from sitting in front of a screen, and it can also be very rewarding. In order to stay fit, young people should be doing at least an hour's physical activity every day. At least twice a week, you should be running or playing a sport where you are on your feet all the time, like tennis or football. Otherwise, your bones will not develop as strongly as they should.
Now listen to the broadcasts again.
Many people, and young people in particular, seem to be finding it more and more difficult to stay healthy. A recent survey in the UK found that over 16% of British children over the age of 10 are obese. Part of the problem is diet. People eat too many fatty foods and sweets and not enough fruits, vegetables and carbohydrates. But a more difficult problem to deal with is lifestyle. We all spend too much time sitting down in front of a TV or computer and we don't get enough exercise. A good place to start is making the effort to exercise. It gives us the opportunity to meet people and spend time with friends. It can provide a fun break from school work and from sitting in front of a screen, and it can also be very rewarding. In order to stay fit, young people should be doing at least an hour's physical activity every day. At least twice a week, you should be running or playing a sport where you are on your feet all the time, like tennis or football. Otherwise, your bones will not develop as strongly as they should.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcast 2. Listen to Broadcast 2. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
J.K. Rowling is the pen name of a well-known writer. She was born in the south of England in 1965 and now lives with her husband and family in Edinburgh in Scotland. Before she had the idea of writing children's books, Jo tried a few different jobs. She worked as a researcher, also as a bilingual secretary for Amnesty International, and as an English teacher in Portugal. The Harry Potter novels idea came to her from nowhere when she was on a train from Manchester to London in 1990. She said, "The characters and situations came flooding into my head." After completing 7 Potter novels, J.K. Rowling is one of the richest women in the world. In fact, she is the first novelist ever to become a billionaire from writing. Today, she spends much of her time helping many charities. She is famous for demanding that the Coca-Cola Company should donate $18 million to the charity called Reading is Fundamental if it wanted to be connected with the Harry Potter movies. What about the future? In 2008, she said, "I will continue writing for children because that is what I enjoy." But she has also had some success as a writer of thrillers for adults.
Now listen to the broadcasts again.
J.K. Rowling is the pen name of a well-known writer. She was born in the south of England in 1965 and now lives with her husband and family in Edinburgh in Scotland. Before she had the idea of writing children's books, Jo tried a few different jobs. She worked as a researcher, also as a bilingual secretary for Amnesty International, and as an English teacher in Portugal. The Harry Potter novels idea came to her from nowhere when she was on a train from Manchester to London in 1990. She said, "The characters and situations came flooding into my head." After completing 7 Potter novels, J.K. Rowling is one of the richest women in the world. In fact, she is the first novelist ever to become a billionaire from writing. Today, she spends much of her time helping many charities. She is famous for demanding that the Coca-Cola Company should donate $18 million to the charity called Reading is Fundamental if it wanted to be connected with the Harry Potter movies. What about the future? In 2008, she said, I will continue writing for children because that is what I enjoy. But she has also had some success as a writer of thrillers for adults.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.